Hello again and welcome back to our leadership journey. I'm always Marcella, helped by Mr. Doft, our Research and Friends in Leadership experience book. Here we are going to explore the chapter number 12, which can be merged with the chapters 2 and 3 according to the explanations and exploration of the main theories groups. In this chapter, we will explore leadership power and influence, the use power in politics to help accomplish important organizational goals, practice aspects of charismatic leadership by pursuing a vision or idea that is cared deeply about and shared with others, apply the concepts that distinguish transformational from transactional leadership, and use coalitional leadership to build alliances that can help achieve important goals for the organization. Oh, and then call upon characteristics of Machiavellian style. You know, Machiavelli is Italian like me. And how this Machiavellian style leadership can affect our leadership actions, and when is good to be taken and needed for the benefit of the organization in difficult times. So, using this Machiavellian style for the good and not for the bad. Explain the differences between soft power and hard power, and identify specific types of power in organization. We will learn together how to describe structural human resource, political and symbolical frames of reference, and identify your dominant leadership frame. Know how to increase power through political activity and use the influence tactics of appealing to a higher vision, rational persuasion, friendliness, reciprocity, developing allies and direct persuasions. But now let's explore what kinds of influential leadership we have. Transformational leadership, transactional leadership, charismatic leadership, and coalitional leadership. Transformational leadership brings about significant change in followers and the organization. Okay, transformational leadership style. We can think that, for example, Steve Jobs was a transformational leader, or the Tesla leader CEO is a transformational leader, okay? Leads changes in an organization's vision, strategy, and culture. Promotes innovation in products and technologies. Focuses on intangible qualities such as vision, shared values, and ideas. Provides larger meaning to separate activities, inspires people to participate in the change process because we are the change all together. Articulates a vision that is significantly better than the old one. Do you remember the old and the new paradigma we explored in chapter number 1? This is a very important point to remember. Enlists others in sharing the dream. Inspires followers to go beyond their own self-interests. This is a very important point because we have to learn how to shift from an ego-centered system to an eco-centered system. Did you remember the old and the new paradigm? So this is a big difference in putting our effort for the interest of the community in which we are involved. Elevates the concerns from lower level physical needs to higher level psychological needs. Develops followers into leaders. Oh, the art of delegating. In this sentence, this is the meaning behind. We, as leaders of the new paradigm, we have to help our employees, our followers, our community in developing their own hard and soft skills and becoming leaders themselves. Or exchange process between leaders and followers recognizes followers' needs and desires, creates a way to satisfy the needs and desires in exchange for meeting the specified objective and duties. This transactional leadership style focuses on the present and maintains stability within the organization. So we are in the present, we focus in the here and now for the well-being of the there and then, and the stability, long vision. Charismatic leadership style, inspiring and motivating people to do more than they would normally do despite obstacles and personal sacrifice. This kind of leadership impacts people emotionally. So when we will study emotional intelligence, this charismatic aspect of leadership will come in the picture. Engages emotions in work life, instills both awe and submission in followers, ability to communicate complex ideas and goals in clear, compelling ways. Mm-hmm. In this nice table, we have the different characteristics of charismatic and non-charismatic leaders. Please go through it according to likeliness, relation to status quo, future goals, articulation, behavior, influence, and you will see the very differences between the two kind of leaders. Coalitional leadership is a different leadership style, builds a coalition of people who support the leader's goal. It's like a bond, okay, in some way. Influences others to implement and achieve the leader's decisions and goals. Develops connection with a broad network of people. Leaders adapt their behavior and approach to diverse people and situations. Develops positive relationships both within and outside the organization. Failing to build a coalition may lead to conflict and disagreement. So let's see how we can build an effective coalition of leadership now. Having a lot of interviews, visiting customers and other stakeholders, developing a map of stakeholder buy-in, breaking down barriers and promote cross-silo cooperation. I would say, instead of cross-silo cooperation, promote an holistic vision of the organization in which there are no silos. Okay? But think the organization like a body in which all organs has to function perfectly. Otherwise, we die. Okay? Oh, and now Machiavellian-style leadership. With this kind, we have to pay attention about this kind of leadership because if used upside down, it can be very, very bad. Okay? So, let's think about this Machiavellian style in a good way, for good purposes. Leader is willing to use any means necessary to preserve and protect the well-being of the organization. Bare-knuckle strategies help leaders with the power needed to accomplish things. The characteristics of the style: always on guard for risk and threats to their power, do not mind being feared, use deception if required, use rewards and punishments to shape behavior. Okay, we will come back to this point when we will study and we will learn about the styles of leadership described from Goleman, because this Machiavellian point is very important to see in the good and in the bad side. It's like the white and the black moon, okay? Is an important tool if used with heart, not only with brain. But we will go back there once. Using hard versus soft power. Let's explore now. Oh, what is this big word? Power. Power is the ability of one person in an organization to influence others to bring about desired outcomes. Very good. realized through politics and influence. So what is influence? Influence, effect of a person's actions on the attitudes, values, beliefs, or actions of other. Please take care not to confuse these two words. Okay? Power is an ability. Influence is an effect. Okay? Hard power stems from a person's position of authority. Soft power is based on personal characteristics and interpersonal relations. And here we have this exhibit showing the five types of leader power. Hard power on one side, soft power on the other side. There is a common merging point. So let's go through them together. Legitimate power is based on leader holding a formal position or title. People accept leader's right to issue orders or direct activities. The reward, based on leader having the ability to provide or withhold rewards. People comply in order to obtain desired rewards. Coercive, based on leader's ability to punish or to recommend punishment. People follow orders to avoid punishments. So, this red three big heart position of power, legitimate, reward, and coercive. On the other side, soft power, expert, based on leader's special knowledge or skills. People trust and respect decisions because of leader's expertise. So in somehow, trust and respect are the two big pillars along with commitment of the leadership process. Okay? So is a soft power powerful? Referent soft power is based on leader's personal characteristics. People admire and respect leader, like to be around him or her, and adopt the leader's viewpoint. Okay. This soft personal power is always more gaining space in the hard power. And we will see the differences between hard and soft skills when we will explore the world of the emotional intelligence. Responses to the use of power from the followers. Compliance, following the directions of the person with power regardless of how much agreement there is with that person's direction. So, to comply is for the fun to comply. Resistance, act of deliberately disobeying orders or delaying carry out orders. We will see that the change to transform an organization, a situation, a specific phenomena, we have to fight in some way against the resistance of people, because it is not easy to welcome the change. Okay? So we have to think about this too. Commitment, our best friend, adopting the leader's viewpoint and carry out instructions. Now, in this following slides, you have the definitions of politics and using power through political activity. For those of you interested in this, you can go through it. We will not cover in this course and webinars this specific leadership, because we are dealing mainly with leadership in business, but you can have a look. And there are four main frames of reference for this: structural, human resource, political, and symbolic. Now, six principles for asserting leader influence. This is also an important tool. So, how can do a leader, okay, to assert influence, your influence? So, how you can do as leader: use rational persuasion, help people to like you, rely on the rule of reciprocity. I do something for you, you do something for me. It's an exchange. Develop allies, ask for what you want, and appeal to a vision or a higher purpose. Again, sharing purpose, sharing value, sharing vision. This is a good, important point. Then, some differences between personalized leader and socialized leaders. So, personalized leaders mainly exercise power for their own self-centered needs and interests, self-aggrandizing, non-egalitarian and exploitative. Socialized leaders exercise power to benefit others. And the organization as a whole, that was I'm telling you since the first chapter, a whole, a holistic vision of the organization, empowering, egalitarian, and supportive, okay? And there is a big important aspect, which is the ethical aspect of the leadership, which is nicely summarized in this final slide we have here in our 12th chapter, is ethical, the four main guidelines for ethical actions. Please go through it. Is in these four main questions. Is the action consistent with the organization's goals rather than being motivated purely by self-interested? First. Second, does the action respect the rights of individuals and groups affected by it? Does the action, my action of leader, of course, okay, you are the leader, so does my action meet the standards of fairness and equity? Fourth, would you wish others to behave in the same way if the action affected you? These are very simple but powerful questions that if you can answer in a very positive way, looking from the perspective of respecting other, this is your ethical choice and your ethical path. Thank you for listening to me. See you in our next chapter.